Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. I am Doc Mike, host of the podcast. A series of Forrest Gump-like events have brought me to where I am, a small-town country dentist. My experiences in country living, country freedom, country dentistry, and my reaction to pertinent current events will help you live a life of more freedom and less worry. Thank you for choosing the Redneck Dentist Podcast. So let's get to today's freedom-inspiring episode. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Thanks for joining us live here on Real Liberty Media. If you want to join the conversation, get in the chat room at reallibertymedia.com. Check out the chat room there. Listen live on, you know, right there on the site. That's the best way to do it. We always enjoy a little feedback right in the chat room. So come on, join us. All right, man, it's a busy week. The next couple weeks are going to be pretty dang busy for me, and I'll get to all that in a minute. This is the fastest hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left, if you know what I mean. Hey, I was going to ask all our regulars, if you guys have social media, I know a lot of us absolutely hate social media. And I'm kind of one of those also, but I am on Minds and True Social, and I do have a very small Facebook, whatever you want to call it. So if you could, just post on there that we are live and put the website in, and let's drive some more traffic. Real Liberty Media is going to be growing, and you know, sometimes you just have to play the game. And one part of that game is getting the word out that we are live and we have live shows and we have some, you know, great people here to learn from. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. This weekend's show, okay, so here's the deal. This is the last Saturday I have to work. I don't have to. We kind of volunteered to put in an extra day to try and help some more people out. So this Saturday I'm working, and I really hate to be rushed when I come on to do the show. So I'm just going to do like last weekend, and I'm going to follow Hal Anthony on Sunday, and that'll be 5 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. We will be live here on reallibertymedia.com. And, man, you might as well just get on and listen to Hal Anthony behind the woodshed. The chickens. We got the mini Aussie out rounding up chickens, and I left my window open. But that's what happens when you have, you know, home studio on the homestead. You got to take care of business, so, you know, got to round up the chickens, get them out of here. Sorry about that. I bet maybe you didn't even hear it. I don't know. I want to rearrange some things on my desktop here. Oh, yeah, that works just fine. Let's double check. Yeah, that works just fine. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, so listen to Hal Anthony on Sunday. He's on at 3 p.m. Eastern time every Sunday. He has a great show. I think you'll really enjoy it. And let me see what it says. Behind the Woodshed is broadcast live every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon o'clock Pacific. Hal opens a can of whoop-ass each and every broadcast. Behind the Woodshed for that practical education and that hard but necessary dose of reality. So check out Hal Anthony, and then you can catch the Redneck Dentist right after that. So Sunday, about 3 hours of entertainment live. 3 hours of chat. Let's get together and do this. All right, back to the notes for today. I do have a lot. Actually, I have, you know, I always try and have some fun stuff, some helpful tips, and then, you know, the mainstream media thing that we do. Current events and kind of looking at those. And, you know, my main thing is just pointing out hypocrisy where I see hypocrisy. And we have some of that in the show today. Let me make sure I covered everything. Yep, I think I got all the show notes. Hey, my daughter, she had a birthday on the 1st. And what she wanted to do for her birthday was go skydiving. I don't know how many of you have ever done that. I think it's pretty ballsy, and she did it, man. Her and her husband both went skydiving. I thought that was pretty awesome, and we got to see some video of it, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, congrats to her, man. That takes some courage there. I don't know if I could jump out of a perfectly good plane, that's for sure. But yeah, she did that tandem jump, you know, went through the instructions, and yeah, pretty exciting. So that's pretty cool. So here's a tip I want to pass on that I just learned today, because we found a bunch of this on our property, actually growing in the garden. So this is a vegetable, but it's a weed, basically. It's a weed. I mean, it's considered a weed. It's called Chenopodium album, Chenopodium album, and it's also known as lamb's quarters or pigweed, and also known as wild spinach. Well, the same daughter jumped out of a plane 2 days ago. She saw some people talking about it on one of her social media platforms, and she went down to the garden and she found, you know, this weed growing in our garden, and she goes, yep, this is it. And she pulled some of them, brought them up here, and she told me about it, and I ate some fresh off the stalk. Tastes like a nice leafy green. If you like leafy greens like collard greens or spinach or kale, which I like all of those things, this fits right in that category. And the reason I'm telling you about this, and I will have a link in the show notes, but if you check out this plant, and once you can recognize it, I mean, it's free food, okay, with some really good nutritional value to it. So, you know, if times get tough, which for some people times are already tough, you can go out and find some of this nutritious weed to like add to your eggs or just carry with you, so you have, you know, a little bit of nutrition with you wherever you go. And once you start recognizing what this stuff looks like, hey, it's going to be growing for the next several months in most of the country, and you can pick and eat for free. I don't think it gets much better than that. I know a lot of people don't like greens. I have no idea why, because I'm not really, I am far from being a vegetarian and extremely far from being a vegan, but I like vegetables. It's not like my main food by any means. I try and get as much as possible. I mostly do supplements to make sure I'm getting all the vitamins and minerals I need. But I enjoy greens. I really like that green flavor. I like to have a little bit of spinach in scrambled eggs, like in a, you know, omelet or something like that. I like to add spinach to it, and this is going to be a perfect addition to, you know, our food production. And we didn't even have to plant it. That's the nice thing. Like, we have some spinach growing, we have some kale growing, you know, we have some greens growing in the garden. But that's all stuff that you have to start from seed, you know, and, you know, you have to cultivate it, you have to, you know, make it healthy and get it to grow, and water and all this stuff is weeds. I mean, they come up voluntarily. I like free food that I don't have to tend to, you know, that doesn't take any additional output of effort. We just get to eat it for free. So let me just drop that link in the chat room. Oh, darn it. Come on, pop out. There it is. We'll just do that real quick. or not. We have a lot of dead air time going on here. Don't like that. Let's see. Ooh, I don't know what that is. Poke Salé? I don't know. Okay, hang on one sec. Got to make a little edit here. Anyway, so this person, the site that you're going to see in the chat room is, it's one person's take on this particular weed. So, you know, I look at, you know, I like information. I really love information. It just seems to me that in this day and age, you cannot read one single, like any kind of information that doesn't have some kind of either political correctness or global warming or some, you know, stuff in it. Like, why can't you just talk about the weed as being a decent food? Like, explain how to identify it, explain how to harvest it, explain how you can eat it, and then leave all that other stuff alone. But anyway, this person is kind of like that, has a little additional stuff in her information, but it's good information. Just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. It's got some additional, you know, stuff in it for you to consider. But hey, free food is good. So yeah, you probably have it nearby or in your yard or in your garden or nearby in some fields. So take a look at it. See if you can find some. Try it, because you might as well try it before you absolutely have to go foraging for food, if that happens to anybody. It's always good to kind of try stuff ahead of time and see if it's going to be worth your effort to go out and look for this stuff. I think it is. I mean, especially since I don't have to go far. You know, literally, it's right here, right in the garden. So when I go down the weed or go down to move the sprinkler or whatever, I can just pull off some leaves for whatever it is. Put it in salad, put it in eggs, just steam it or lightly warm it up a little bit and have at it. It's delicious if you like greens. Man, so somebody turned me on. Oh yeah, the morning news program, local news program. Every year they kind of like to follow the Alaskan bears, because the bears start, you know, putting on weight to go into hibernation, and they have that fattest bear contest every year. And anyway, there's a bear camera on this certain river. Yeah, let's pull it up. Let's just have a look while we're live on the air. This is the Katmai National Park, Alaska, 2022, powered by explore.org. It's called Brooks Falls. And the grizzly bears are just there. Here, let me paste the link in the chat room, because it's cool. All right. Anyway, so that's a live webcam of these bears just catching salmon, you know, and eating and putting on some weight, getting ready for hibernation. There's also a guidebook that goes along with this that helps you learn how to identify these bears. If you go on this site, there's a live chat on the right, and you can get in the chat room and ask questions and stuff like that. But you'll see a lot of people in there who are regulars, and they will be talking about different bears. They either call them by number or they'll call them by name, if the bear has a name. And I don't know yet. I've only looked at it today, but I had it on for like an hour or two, because, you know, if you watch long enough, you actually get to see a bear catch a salmon. The ones, there's a couple standing on top of the waterfalls, and they just wait for the salmon to basically jump right in their mouth, and that's kind of awesome to see that. Very little energy expended for the meal because they're just standing there waiting, and eventually a fish will just fly right into their mouth. And you may not believe me, so go just sit and watch for an hour or two, and you will see it happen. The fish li literally are trying to just make it up that, make it over that waterfall. And, they're jumping, and the bear just happens to be just right in the perfect spot, and the fish jumps right in their mouth. It's fantastic. Anyway, there's a guidebook also printed. It's a PDF format. And it'll tell you all about the bears and kind of give you a little history about them and just explain and tell you how to identify different bears or what I mean, because if you look at them at first, you're probably just like, oh, it looks like a bear. I mean, to me, I'm looking at them as like, okay, maybe one might be lighter than another one or darker or maybe has a patch of some coloration or whatever, but really, I don't know. But I'll be reading that book over the next few days because I plan on watching these bears until they go into hibernation. Anyway, it's a real fun webcam, I think, to watch. So enjoy, take some time. You know what else is really cool about that website? If you have the volume up a little bit, that water, well, number one, it sounds like water rushing over a, a cliff, but it's also kind of like white noise. So you could really just kind of kick back in the recliner, turn that sound at just the right volume, and watch the bears until you fall asleep, and just let that water sound kind of keep you in the zone for a nice afternoon nap after you've watched the bears for a little bit. So that was really cool. I thought that was one of the I'm really excited to be following these guys for the next few months and see how they change. The thing is, it's kind of funny, like you watch them daily, you won't notice how much weight they put on. But they show at the end of the season, they show when they have the little competition for which bear is the fattest, they'll show the before and after pics of when they started the season and what they look like before they go into hibernation. And that is really cool because it's dramatic how much weight those bears put on. I mean, they look ginormous. Getting back to like some announcements for the week. Okay, everybody. Tomorrow I have my pre-op appointment for the little knee surgery I'm going to have next week. The knee surgery is going to be on Wednesday of next week. Now, I'm sort of joking about this, but you never know. It could happen. It's not going to happen. I was going to say I may try and do a show on Wednesday, but I seriously doubt I'll be awake for very long by the time it's showtime here on Wednesday. So let's just say after this Sunday show, it'll probably be a week before I'm back on. So it'll be Saturday the 13th, I think, before I will be live again. And that's a minor surgery. It's not a knee replacement, anything like that. I tore my meniscus. They're gonna, cut out the torn part, and I don't think they fix it, other than keep it from tearing more, which that would be cool. I've babied it for what, 2 months? I did it on June 4th. Yeah, so it's been almost 2 months. You can walk on a torn meniscus, but you kind of have to not, you kind of have to walk sort of peg-legged so you don't do more damage, which I sort of walk normal, but I sort of don't like put any additional strain on that knee so it won't. This coming Sunday, I'll follow Hal, and then it'll be the following Saturday, if that's correct. Thanks for pointing that out so I make it a little more clear, hopefully. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so what's next? Where do I want to go next? Oh, I'll tell you where I want to go. I find it, I guess, in some ways fascinating that politicians can be so hypocritical and nobody calls them out for it. I'm going to give you one little example here that's kind of, I guess, the most current news events we could talk about. I have actually three things I want to point out, but one of them just hit me today. It was so clear to me how little sense this made and how hypocritical it is. So this is the point. This is the thing I'm thinking about is, you see these politicians come out after a school shooting, let's say, and they go on and on about the children, you know, and how we need to protect the children and how horrible it is to kill the children. And, you know, we need to do more to protect the children. Like, it is the endless and also kind of crazy assault on everybody else for the children. And I agree, man, it's horrible that people go into schools and kill children. It's also horrible that we kill, what, 500,000 babies a year in abortions, and abortions for not medically necessary reasons, but just for any reason, including just personal choice. I don't want this baby. Even up to full-term abortions. How can you be on both sides of that argument? How can you be 100% for late-term abortions and 100% against killing children in schools? Like, how do you in your mind, how does that balance out as a politician? And do you not see how little sense you make being that politician that believes in full-term abortions for basically convenience, is what I'm saying? Okay, let me make it perfectly clear. So there's not a medically necessary reason to kill a full-term baby. Extremely rare would it be that mom is 9 months pregnant. Okay, let's say this. Mom is 9 months pregnant and healthy, and she goes to a clinic to have an abortion. She's completely healthy. Baby is completely healthy. But that's where we've come to with abortions, is it's okay to go into full-term abortion. Yeah, yeah. Where is that line? Like, maybe 6 months after it's born, is it still okay to kill it then? Because we do have, you know, infanticide. Barack Obama made sure that would happen. So if you don't catch the baby in time and it actually slips out of the birth canal, Barack Obama made sure that a law was passed that you could just put that baby in a sink or in a garbage can or in a whatever, wrap it in a blanket, and then nobody's allowed to provide any medical care to that baby until it's dead. Yeah, that's right. Full-term infanticide. But we do that. Yeah, so what, so where is the cutoff? So where is it that the politicians who believe 100% in full-term abortions and infanticide, where does that line get drawn where, okay, you can't kill your kids anymore? Well, I guess right now that line is, well, when they go to school. So I think any time between birth and first day of school. Like, is that the gray area? I mean, it's not a gray area for me. I don't think it's a gray area for most people in the country, although Kansas kind of had a thing, on their ballot yesterday. Okay, okay. We'll reevaluate as we go. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this country. Is we keep re-looking at stuff. Not okay with me. I just don't. I want, you know what? This is what I want. I want people who ask the questions to literally ask the question. Like, okay, congressperson, okay, senator, okay, representative. Is it okay to kill kids at 6 months old? Is it okay to kill children at 5 years old? Is it okay to kill children at 1 month old? Is it okay to kill children after 3 days, 3 days after birth? Where do you draw the line? And why aren't we asking these questions? And I will tell you why those questions don't get asked. And I'm going to go back to my mainstream media rip again. Because you cannot ask those questions if you are part of the corporation. And I mean any corporation. So if you're on any of the major networks, if you're on any cable news program, if you are on, associated with advertising in any way, you cannot ask that question. You cannot ask specifically those questions because your funding will get pulled. That's why nobody answers those questions. There are no journalists anymore in the mainstream media. You have to find this kind of information and those kind of answers from independent sources that don't depend on the kind of advertising that comes from, that supports the major networks and the mainstream media. You have to find independent sources that, like, fortunately or unfortunately, are supported by people who are willing to support them. Like Epoch Times, for example. Like you can read Epoch Times and you can support Epoch Times by donating some money. Let's see who else is on the. You get the idea. I always like to pull this up. I'm going to bring up my independent news tab. I guess The Guardian, Mint Press News, Corbett Report, Intercept, Free Thought Project, From the Trenches, National Review, 1440, Daily Signal, Breitbart, From the Trenches on there again, One America News, and a Western Journal is something I just pulled up recently. Yeah, but you got to pay. You have to support these people. Timcast, IRL, who has a live show, he's on right now on YouTube. I think he's very good at what he does. I think he tries to remain independent. He's trying to build a group of people who will investigate, who will report on stories. And he doesn't have to depend on advertising. Just he does in a way. But it costs money. Like he has this show on YouTube, Timcast IRL. You can go there and watch it for free. But he has a lot of other content that you can also go watch, but it's not free. It's on his website because it costs money. And people, I think especially people who have grown up in the last 20 years, they think everything is free. They think everything on the internet is free because they've been given everything on the internet for free for their entire lives, which is exactly why Twitter wasn't so interested in the amount of money that was being offered to buy Twitter. It wasn't about money. It's not about money. They want the power to continue to put their information to support the agenda that they believe in. It's powerful for them to be able to do it for free. They don't want to ring. Where are they going to go? Where are the people who want to continue to spread that message, the woke message, the politically correct message? Where are they going to go if Twitter becomes actually an open source network of information where nobody is censoring the information that's coming out? And I would actually recommend that you go try out Minds and go try out Truth Social, whether you like Trump or not. Hell, I put stuff on Truth Social where I talked about, I specifically talk about why I don't want Trump to be elected again. Why I don't think, why I actually put on there that Trump is a tyrant. Now, that's Trump's own platform. Nobody banned me for it. I didn't even get... I only had a couple comments, reactions to it, but... yeah. Okay. You know, goes back to the free speech thing. On True Social and Minds... I mean, no platform is going to let you say, hey, let's kill all those commie bastards in D.C. or whatever. You can't say that. Even though it may need to be said, well, platforms aren't going to let you say it on their platform. But free speech involves, like, discussion. You know, and not seeing eye to eye all the time with everybody who's around you. But just think about it. So these people, these young people, for the last 20 years, how long have cell phones been around? And I mean actually, you know, smartphones that everybody could afford, most everybody could afford and have on them. Probably 20, 25 years, right? Somewhere in that ballpark, I think. And the kids, so the kids who are between, what, 10 and 20, 25, they've had this stuff for free their entire lives. Like, oh, look at this, I found this on Twitter. Oh, look at this, I have this on Instagram. Oh, let's do this, I saw it on TikTok. You know, oh, you know, YouTube has all the information we need. You can just go to YouTube and watch so-and-so. And it's all free. It doesn't cost them anything. There's a reason it doesn't cost them anything, is because those platforms are supported by the big money that will censor you if you don't follow the standard line. You know, if you're not in lockstep with what they want to put out to the masses, they're going to censor you. Because that's their money. What was I getting at? That Twitter, yeah, the Twitter, free Twitter thing. It's kind of a problem, man. So yeah, you got to go to these independent sources. And you know, the sad thing is, so many of the young people today, they think that what they see on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, those platforms, they just believe because everybody else sees it and repeats it that it's true. They don't know that there's a whole nother argument about it. I do get to have conversations with some of these young people in my dental practice once in a while. You know, and I have to be careful, but, you know, I'll kind of point out that there's some, you know, there is another way to look at some of this stuff. I'm really surprised when adults, full-grown adults, don't know some of the stuff that I talk about. And it's interesting to see them face-to-face. It's interesting to see the light bulb go on or the question mark in their eyes, like, man, is this doc insane? Like, is he just making this stuff up? Nope, I'm not. And I can point you right to the source of the information on whatever it is I'm telling you about, talking to you about, having a conversation about. And man, I got to tell you guys, there are some times when I have somebody in the chair and they'll say something and I kind of look at them like, yeah, that's right, sister. Or, yeah, that's right, brother. Yep. We're in this together, you and me. We got this figured out. At least we're on the same page. And that is very satisfying. But dang, it's so rare. Oh. What was I getting at? Hypocrisy. Yeah, so there's the first hypocrisy that just hit me full on in the face today because it was so blatantly obvious. Like, how, okay, just will you who stand in that light and say kill babies even after they're born, but don't kill them after they're in school. Will you tell me where your line is, please? I just want to know your line. I want to know how you come to whatever sense of tranquility you have with those thoughts and decisions. Unfortunately, I think money drives probably a lot of that too. Let's move on because I have two other beautiful examples. Liz Cheney, who I don't know why I've been on her case lately. I don't live in her state, which is Wyoming. She's not truly a Republican at all. She doesn't behave like one. She's, you know, it's another one of those people who just rode the coattails of somebody else's success and played on it and then, you know, like went their own way, which was nothing like what the person they were riding the coattails of. Like nothing like that person whatsoever. So Liz Cheney, this is kind of interesting. Listen to what Liz Cheney says, and then I'll have a comment about it. She says, quote, we need to recognize, wait a minute, I'm going to wet my whistle before this. Yeah. She says, we need to recognize that if we are not faithful to the Constitution, if we embrace lies, if we embrace the lies of Donald Trump, if we tell the people of Wyoming something that is not true, we will soon find ourselves without the structure and the basis and the framework of our constitutional republic. Here's the problem, Liz. What have you been doing for the past year and a half? Especially with the January 6th committee hearings, especially after 2,000 Mules was released and everybody saw, no, not everybody, unfortunately, but people saw, are seeing with their own eyes, the ballot harvesting that went on that made this an illegitimate election, in my opinion, that made it an illegal conclusion to an election, in my opinion. I mean, they present all of these people and they, you know, have these remarkable headlines about how horrible Donald Trump was and what an insurrection this was and how violent it was. Isn't she basically doing the exact same thing she said? If we embrace it, we will find ourselves without a framework of our constitutional republic. You see my point? And that was actually a quote of her during on the campaign trail. If we tell the people of Wyoming something that is not true, insurrection, violence, 5 police officers died at the hands of the insurrectionists, not true. It's not true. The election wasn't stolen. Well, there's some evidence to dispute that. There's a lot of evidence to dispute that. And even in some places where, there are some places where they're not even allowing investigations into the voting patterns that looked abnormal in the last election. They won't even allow, they've already stopped. You know, we're not going to look into it any further. Or they had their own, you know, I don't know what you call the people who are in charge of maintaining the security of elections. They said they already did their recount and it didn't. It's fine. Not going to look into it any further. So let's move on to the next one. This next one, I'm going to actually play for you so you can hear it yourself. Now remember, like when I do this, sometimes I just have to, what happened? Oh, I know. Okay, now hold on because I got to make sure. All right. Nope. I'm going to pause him and I want to make sure to pipe the music out to you. I mean, the music, I want to pipe the quote out to you, so I got to get that lined up. Let's see here. I just love this. I literally just loved this. Let's see.
Such that they might commit mass murder, have a constitutional right to access a firearm, and to deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights.
Can you hear it?
You know who didn't have due process? You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respected? The kids at Parkland and Sandy Hook and Uvalde and Buffalo, and the list goes on and on. So spare me the bullshit about constitutional rights.
Will the gentleman
not
yield?
No, I will not yield, and I'm not going to yield for my entire 5 minutes, so don't ask again. So first of all, these risk protection orders are imminent danger to themselves
time,
and
okay.
others. Such that they might commit mass murder, have a constitutional right to access a firearm, and to deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights. You know who didn't have due process? You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respected? The kids at Parkland and Sandy Hook and Uvalde and Buffalo, and the list goes on and on. So spare me the bullshit about constitutional rights.
Would the gentleman yield?
No, I will not yield. And I'm not going to yield for my entire 5 minutes, so don't ask again.
Okay, so let's just look at what this guy says for a minute. Oh, I have to probably turn my... No, I'm okay. Okay, so here's my problem with this guy's little rant. So does he have anything left to stand on, honestly? I mean, anything he wants to do in Congress is based on civil rights. How could anyone possibly take him seriously from this point forward. Spare me the bullshit on constitutional rights. Let's see what he says about a woman's right to abortion then. Or gay rights, or women's rights, or minority rights, or free speech, or assembly, etc., etc. Do you understand what I'm saying? When he says, spare me the bullshit on your civil rights, the right to keep and bear arms, he's basically saying no constitutional right should stand. Which is exactly why we have that constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Yeah, you see, you don't get to pick and choose which rights you support or don't support. If you can cast one out, you can cast them all out. And by the way, why is it that politicians like this will whine and cry about the children who die in school shootings, but fully endorse the mass killing of babies each year through abortion? Yeah, do they not see the hypocrisy? Well, some of us do. Pebbles is making an appearance now. Yeah, crazy to me how somebody can actually say that. And guess what else? Guess what else? Who made schools target-rich environments? You know, after school shootings. Hey, we need to ban guns from schools. Yeah, like that's going to stop someone whose criminal intent is to kill school students. Yep, just put a sign up. No guns allowed. Fantastic. It's sad that we house our children in these public buildings, government buildings, in these government institutions, and put a big warning sign outside. Hey, target-rich environment, come right on in. There's nobody here to stop you. We guarantee it because it's a gun-free zone. Oh, my goodness. Hey, but you know what? Some people are waking up. Let's go to this one. I thought this one was awesome. Wonder if this one will play. Wonder if I've got it ready to go. Here, let's just try it.
Yep. A robbery suspect shot and wounded when an employee at a Norco market didn't hesitate to protect his business from a would-be crook.
That robbery now under investigation.
Let's go live to Gina Silva in Norco with the latest, and the age here is interesting as well. Gina.
That's right, Alex, Christine. I can tell you that almost everyone in this town is very proud of the way this business owner handled himself. There were four armed robbers, and they were parked right here. By the time they went inside, they got the surprise of their lives. It's a shooting the bad guys never saw coming. An 80-year-old man defends his business after armed robbers storm into Norco Market and Liquor.
I guess he gets what he deserves, so peace is done.
Customers of this longtime Norco business have a lot to say about this armed robbery that ends with the good guy winning the battle.
The criminals are in control of everything right now, and the fact that they turned around and showed them what for, I think it's amazing.
Everybody's brazen and thinks that they are owed everything and that they could do whatever they want, and it's not right to do that to people.
More businesses should be armed like that and defend their businesses like that.
The shooting happened on Sunday at 2:47 a.m. in the 800 block of 6th Street. The owner was standing.
All right, let me just jump in here. So here's what's pretty interesting about this story is I thought it was still playing. This story, which is just 1 day old, 2 days old, has 6.6 million views. And you heard the comments of those people. That's California, for crying out loud. That's people in California who are waking up to the fact that you can't just let terrorists basically take over your community or take over your little town market. That's people in California saying, hey, enough is enough. We're going to start fighting back. Like, I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but actually, so the robber comes in with a black weapon, and the store owner already had his shotgun pointed at the door because he was looking on his surveillance cameras. He saw the guy drop the mask down over his face before he came in, and he saw the gun. He was ready. So basically, as soon as that young person pointed the gun in the direction of the store owner already pulled the trigger. It was too late. The person so far has survived. You might not have understood what he was saying. He was yelling that he shot my arm off, which I guess it was pretty shattered from what I've heard. And yeah, I guess he's in the hospital in serious condition or whatever, the bad guy. The good guy did have a heart attack immediately after that shooting, which you got to understand. I mean, the adrenaline rush that's going on when your life is threatened and when you point a gun at another human being is incredible. It's probably as much adrenaline as my daughter had jumping out of that plane and skydiving on the first. Luckily, the store owner is fine also. So, I mean, California, for crying out loud. And I know it's just one small example, but did you hear all of those people, different customers, talking about, hey, you know, guy's got to protect his business. With a gun, for crying out loud. I'm so proud of these people who are actually doing something. You know, and they're actually, I mean, so people are waking up all over the place, which is good. You know, it's good for all of us. It's good when people start seeing things just a little bit differently because their eyes can be opened more through more exposure. They just are going to have to go looking for it in different places than they've seen it. But hey, that was awesome. That was a mainstream media primetime news report about a store owner protecting his stuff and his staff and his own life. I think it's just awesome, honestly. It's good stuff. Wow, that story is way too long. Okay, let's hit these two things real quick. Oh, my cat's going crazy. Oh, boy. A couple things I think we have to kind of keep an eye out for. Yeah, we just have a few minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and hit this. It's still kind of on the topic of hypocrisy, and I'm not going to cover this as in-depth as I had planned, but that's okay. You'll get the gist of it. Okay. So 2 years ago, President Trump started off the, yikes, he's going crazy. And I know, you want to come take over the mic? Maybe not. So President Trump, you know, started out with the lockdowns, you know, we need 2 weeks to flatten the curve of the whole COVID thing, right? Locked down an entire, not only the United States of America, and I'm not saying that he was responsible for locking down the whole rest of the world. But come on now. You know, the United States, as an example, kind of set the tone for the rest of the world, locking down, social distancing, wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Well, now we have a couple of viruses to look out for. You probably haven't heard of the Marburg virus. This is a lot like Ebola. You know, it makes your mucous membranes bleed. You bleed to death. I mean, people don't live long enough to make it a huge outbreak because they die so rapidly. And also monkeypox. So monkeypox is making this, you know, apparently it's spreading like wildfire in some communities. There's some cities who've already declared a national emergency. Well, not a national, but a local emergency, statewide emergency, because of this monkeypox. Is anybody telling gay men to isolate? No, don't you dare. Would you even imagine the backlash of telling gay men not to have sex? Or even suggesting that they have safe sex? Like, I don't know how safe it could be because these pustules are on the skin all over the place, generally. Kind of hard to touch each other without those pustules spreading monkeypox. But do you hear one single public health office of any kind recommending that gay men stop having sex, stop meeting, isolate yourselves? Oh my Lord, I can't even imagine the outcry of homophobia that would be, you know, screamed through the streets for suggesting that we actually slow down this outbreak of monkeypox by, you know, recommending that gay men stop having sex. You know, because political correctness, that's it. Political correctness won't slow down this virus whatsoever. It won't allow public health officials to do whatever they need to do, to say whatever they need to say, because somebody's going to be offended and there's going to be a huge outcry. And, you know, so what are we going to do? Well, we're just going to let this disease spread because we're not going to say the right thing. We're not going to do the right thing. The right thing to do. I don't know what they do in some of those other countries. I didn't really look to see if they isolate. I don't even want to imagine in some countries what they do, but yeah, the CDC, I said, while the CDC should change course and refocus its core mission on containing outbreaks, Gottlieb, oh, this was a quote from somebody else, said he believes it's not likely that they will do so. Really? And here's the problem. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Hey, you gay people, it is now against the law to have gay sex. Well, then you hate gay people. You're a homophobe. Or, hey, you gay people, go ahead, have at it. Well, you hate gay people. You're not trying hard enough to help them. You're a homophobe. Do you see my point? We've created a culture where it's impossible to address a public health issue appropriately because we don't dare offend the people who probably need to be offended at this point. You know, hey, let's stop this monkeypox outbreak. Let's slow it down, you know, by limiting your sexual contact. Hey, gay men, we need you now to be patriotic and stop having sex. Oh, there you go. I'll see you guys, Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Please show your support for the podcast. This podcast is not on the biggest platforms, but it is on the best free speech platforms. Until next time, remember, all bleeding eventually stops.